Simen Shin Chaf Dalad. This Simen Shin Chaf Dalad deals with the halachas of Achanas Meichel Lebehem LeShabbos, preparing food for an animal at Shabbos, Meichel Lebehem, and all different malachas and Yisurim D'Oraisa and Rabbanan, and we're getting involved in this process. Sifaf, the Mechaber, discusses and wants to separate the two parts from the grain, the part that's edible for behemoth, the part that's not royal Meichel Lebehem, and he wants to do with the kvara, with the sieve, or a sifter, so that's a problem of Merakid. Akadakach, the Mechaber says he can't put it up in a high place, like on the roof, in order at the moitz, part that the soft part that you want falling off just fall off by itself, even that's already a problem of merakid, of sifting. Rav Mechaber says, if you want to transport the tevin, the tefuah, in the kvara, in the sieve, in the sifter, in order to put it in the place where they feed the animals, and naturally while you're transporting it, the mites will fall through the holes and will fall off, that'll be mutter, that's considered it's happening mela on its own. But you can't do anything that's more direct, it's a problem of merakid than Shabbos. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says one cannot measure sa'ira, measure barley to put in front of his behemoth on Shabbos. Rather, he's just estimating his mind. And the Mishnah explains what this means, that you can't measure it in a measuring cup, because that looks like you're measuring in order to sell it. Because if you want to sell sa'ira, you want to sell barley, you first measure it in order to sell a specific amount. Rather, you could take in a kli that you know this kli holds a kav or two kavim or a certain amount. This way, you naturally know the right amount that you have, the amount you want to feed your behemoth, without directly doing it in a measuring cup. And then it does not look like you're doing it in order to do it for sale. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber now goes back to the Melacha of Lush, of kneading, which we had back at Simen Shinchaf Aleph, and now the Mechaber discusses it here in Simen Shinchaf Dal, Sif Gimel, in the context of feeding a behemoth. And the Mechaber says that you can't do gibul, can't mix the mursan, is the animal food, for the behemoth or for Targum, for the chickens on Shabbos. The mursan was composed of water, together with certain leftover parts of the tefuah, and when you mix it together, that's mamish a Melacha of Lush. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains that even though most Rishonim hold that it's not bar gibel, morsan is not bar gibel, still there's a Rabban that's a problem because you might come to a megabel kemach flour, which is real malacha of lush. There are other Rishonim though who hold that morsan is a bar gibel, and then there is a potential deraisa over here. In any case, the Mechaber goes that the Iker is like Roy Rishonim will hold that Nesina Samayim is not the Malacha. The Iker Malacha is only Bishas, the Gibo itself. And therefore, you can do Nesina Samayim, pouring the water into the Tvua on Shabbos. And just you have to make sure when it comes to the Gibo, do the Shinui in order to avoid the problem of Engoivlam and Alo the Gibo on the Morsan on Shabbos. Whether it's the Raisa, the Rabban, and the Zichra Isra doing the Gibo on Shabbos. And therefore, the Gibo has to be done with the Shinui. What are examples of a shinui? The Mechaber says that you can take the spoon that you're mixing with, and instead of doing it in a circular motion, you can mix in the crisscross motion, crisscross manner. Imagine like a plus sign, like vertical and horizontal, vertical and horizontal, back and forth, vertical and horizontal, but not in a circular motion. Or another way to do it is to pour the morsan back and forth from kli to kli, from one kli to the other, and then back again. This way it naturally gets mixed, but also without mixing, without sticking in the mixing spoon and mixing it properly. You can make a tremendous amount of morsan in one kli and then divide up into other kelim in the other foot, put a small amount in front of each behemoth. There's no din, they have to do a small amount. That shinui of ma'at ma'at is not really applicable here anyway, so you may as well just do a large amount and do it with one of the other shinuyim, of doing it crisscross or pouring from kli to kli. However, Mishnah Berurah says, you cannot do more than the amount that you might potentially on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to tirchosh lo tzarech of making animal food in the way that it's a tirchosh lo tzarech on Shabbos. Now, this is the Iker Shita that holds that there's no issue with the Nesina Samayim. The issue that there could potentially be is only with the Gibel, and the Gibel could do with one of these prospective Shinuyim, and then it's fine. But then the Mechaber brings the Yesh Eisrim, the Izish Disrishadim, the Sefer Trumo, we had the back of some Shinchav Alf also, that Paskins, that even the Nesina Samayim is already a problem, and then there's no Eitz of Shinuy, rather the Nesina Samayim must be done before Shabbos, and then when it comes to the Gibel, it could do with one of the aforementioned Shinuyim. The Ramos has to look back at some Shinchav Aleph, where the Mishnah explains that the Ramos sending it back to Shinchav Aleph, that we see over there that we are in Noik Timachmer, like this Shtis Rishonim, that is Choshish and Paskins, that even by Nesina Samayim, there's a potential Malach involved, and therefore Nesina Samayim cannot be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah brings from the Chayodim, the Bishas of Chak, there's Eitzah to have a Goy do Nesina Samayim on Shabbos, to pour the water into the Morsan, and then the Gibol you do with the Shinui, like the Mechaber discussed. However, Mishnah Berurah says it's to make sure that Nesina Samayim has been done Shabbos even by a Goy, make sure it's not steaming hot, it's not racing, if it's hot water, then it's a problem without telling the Goy to do Bishul on Shabbos. And then you'll have to rather tell the Goy doing the Klisheni to avoid the issues of Bishul on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says the Mursa we're discussing over here is the Klipa, like the shell of the grain that comes off, Bishas the Rikud, when you did it in the sieve and the sifter. But the mites, the husk, the falls of Bishas Disha, earlier stage, now we're not discussing over here, that he says, look in the Be'er Locha, there, it's more Chomer, because according to many Rishonim, there'll be a Chiv Deraisa, Bishas Nesina Samayim already, and that's not just this Rishonim that Rabbi Chayish for, it's his, we still do the Goy. That'll be a more serious problem, Bishas Nesina Samayim.